From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. officials say that four Russian cruise missiles crashed in Iran, falling short of their targets in Syria. There's no information on damage so far. Russian Defense Ministry denies any missiles went awry and that all fired from ships found their targets. Russia on Wednesday ramped up its air campaign in Syria for the first time, launching cruise missiles from the Caspian Sea. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg called Russia's military actions troubling.
We will assess the latest developments and the implications for the security of the alliance.
Mr. Stoltenberg said the alliance will double the size of its rapid response force to 40,000 troops. Leading contender to become the speaker, the Republican-led U.S. House of Representatives unexpectedly dropped out of the race Thursday. California Congressman Kevin McCarthy had been seeking to replace House Speaker John Boehner ahead of Boehner's retirement at the end of October. McCarthy's path to the speaker's office was made more difficult when two other congressmen, Jason Chaffetz of Utah and Daniel Webster of Florida, announced their candidacies. John Boehner announced his resignation last month after a 25-year career in the House, the last five as Speaker. United Nations envoy for Libya, Bernardino León, announced agreement on a new utility unity government for the divided nation, possibly ending 4 years of chaos and political turmoil. A member of the Tripoli-based parliament, Fayez Sarraz, was named prime minister. He will have three deputies. A total of six ministers will make up the presidential council. This is VOA News. Rwanda's Supreme Court cleared the way for President Paul Kagame to run for a third seven-year term when his current term expires in 2017. Court ruled on Thursday that amending the Constitution to remove the current two-term limit for presidents is legal as long as the process respects the law. South Sudanese President Salva Kiir says he will repartition the country into 28 states, up from the current 10, and opponents say such unilateral action is a violation of the recently signed peace deal. Joe Craig reports.
President Salva Kiir says splitting South Sudan into 28 states will help reduce the size of the national government and distribute more resources to the rural population. But rebel leader and ousted vice president Riek Machar says the president should have consulted the opposition first, per the terms of a peace agreement signed in August to end nearly 2 years of fighting. Machar spoke with VOA's Straight Talk Africa host Shaka Sali on Wednesday.
We wanted to resolve this matter once and for all, but he was not ready.
He rejected it.
A transitional government could be set up as early as November, according to the terms of the peace deal. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
Doctors Without Borders says the 33 people still missing after last week's U.S. airstrike on the International Medical Charities Hospital, Kunduz, Afghanistan. Medical group says nine of the unaccounted for are patients, 24 staff members. 22 people were killed in the airstrike, which the U.S. called a mistake. The Nobel Prize Committee in Stockholm, Sweden, has awarded this year's Nobel Prize in Literature to Belarusian journalist Svetlana Alexievich, for the Nobel Committee called her polyphonic writings a monument in serving in the suffering and courage of our times. Alexievich has written books on the human impact of the Chernobyl disaster, the 10-year Soviet-Afghanistan war, and the Soviet post-Soviet history. Nobel Prize Committee Permanent Secretary Sarah Danius praised the 67-year-old writer as great and innovative, who has mapped the soul, as she said, of the Soviet and post-Soviet people.
She's offering us new and interesting historical material, and she's developed a particular writing style as well as a new literary genre.
Svetlana Alexievich's work relies heavily on oral history and first-person perspectives. She is the 14th woman to win the prize. And here in the U.S., American celebrity chef Paul Prudhomme, who spread the art of Cajun cooking from his Louisiana home, has died at the age of 75.
That's the latest world news from VOA.